Summing up. A. The shape of molecules. VSEPR, valence shell electron pair repulsion, is a simple method for predicting the shape of molecules by taking into account pairs of valence electrons. The formula that determines the shape of a molecule is AXNEM, where A is the central atom, XN is the number of atoms covalently bonded to the central atom, and EM is the number of free electron pairs of the central atom. Based on the number of electronic groups and the Lewis structure, the shape of the molecule can be deduced. B. Polar and nonpolar molecules. The polarity of a molecule depends on its geometry, which can result in the polarity of the bonds cancelling each other out or combining together. C. Intermolecular forces. Dipole-dipole forces are electrostatic interactions that are established between permanent molecular dipoles. They are weak and short-range forces. London forces are electrostatic interactions due to attraction between apolar molecules that form temporary dipoles due to alterations in the distribution of electrons. London forces are due to the attraction between temporary dipoles of adjacent molecules. The hydrogen bond forms between a hydrogen atom with a partial positive charge from one molecule and a very electronegative atom that carries a partial negative charge from another molecule. The hydrogen bond forms between molecules that contain a covalently bound hydrogen atom and a small, very electronegative atom with at least one pair of free electrons, NOF. The properties of water depend on the presence of hydrogen bonds. D. Attraction between atoms and between molecules. The binding energy is the energy it takes to break a bond between atoms and is measured in kilojoules, moles. The binding energy indicates the strength of a bond.